All right, everybody, we're going to get started. Please be quiet. If you want to talk, cool, do it outside. Be respectful of the speakers, please. Hello, everybody. Please be quiet, because Charlie's going to give us a rundown of what happens under the hood when you actually execute an SQL select statement. Take it away.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Is this one better or the other one better? The other one? Okay. Okay, seems bad. Impossible, right? So then the database is going to gamble with your wish. The planner is going to do some bets. It's going to get some information. It's going to get some coins and going to bet with your wish. And then the executor at the end is going to pay for the bill. Will it pay a smaller or a larger bill? How does that work? This is what we kind of going to see today. So this is our example batch. We're going to run this select. And in this select, if you see, we have four tables, three joins, two filters, and one sort limit. It's not a very simplistic select, but it's not a very complex select either. So it's something that you can use to see how that's going to play together, right? So when you send this to the database, this was supposed to be an animation. See? Okay, let's run again. So when you send this to the database, it goes to the parser.